candidate to walk in. Are we all here? Honorable Advocate Romani, you are welcome. Your mic will be switched on when you start. It's okay. It's okay. Welcome. I would like to, first of all, introduce members across. Starting with the extreme left there, Honorable Van Dam.
Morning.
Honorable Van Dijk. Honorable Jozi.
Hello.
Tobe.
Honorable. I'm getting jealous. Honorable Jozi is getting too much attention.
Oh. Like
running. Even from outside. Yeah. Honorable Machoba. Honorable Baba.
Fawan.
Honorable Etegi. Honorable Kalako. Honorable members, thank you. Honorable members, we have a candidate. We stick to our principle of trying to raise pointed questions so as to allow the candidate to respond in a pointed manner as well. We're really battling with time, wanting to give all candidates an equitable amount of time, but also, you know, be conscious of the day that we can only do so much. While you are second in, and honorable members are sorting out their questions that they will put to you, just a brief one, which has been allocated 1 minute. Is to really introduce yourself to honorable members from me. It's 1 minute from me, 2 minutes from us, I mean 5 minutes for members. It's to really introduce yourself to honorable members in terms of your educational or work experience, whatever you have done, which you think you'll be bringing to the SAPC board if you finally make it at the end of the race.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Nagedi Ribani. I was born at Jane First, Hasikukuni. I grew up in Mamelodi. I'm a thoroughbred Mamelodian. everything I've been doing is in school from Mamelodi. I believe that my role has been that of inspiration, of hope to a lot of young people who grew up in the townships and maybe in the villages about what other black people can do who grew up from there. Because most of the things that I've been doing, I think quite a number of people have been looking at me like, if she can do it, then maybe we can too. I've been a model first, and I discovered that when you're a model, people don't really take you seriously, but fortunately now most people do. And then as a model, I became quite successful and went abroad, started working abroad, and there was an image also made of myself in the shopping windows in Europe, like a window dressing mannequin. After modeling, I got into acting. When I was still in modeling, I got cast in a role that up to now still follows me in Bukulakisim protocols in Taolele. People still call me in Taolele. And I realized that I needed to go and improve my skills as an actor, and I enrolled to go to the UK, which is just another matter why I went to the UK instead of studying here, to study drama. I came back from the UK and started a modeling school and agency with two other performing artists. The reason, that's where the role in the role modeling come in as well. And then I started teaching modeling and also running a model agency. And then got into, I've always been interested in developing the youth and transforming the youth and our people. So my role and most of the things that I've been doing have been really underpinned by the values of fairness, justice, and equality, a transformation, also in a whole lot of other things that I felt were excluded from our people that we could do. And for that, I'm actually quite happy to see that a lot of young people that are in the entertainment industry, or whether in the glamour industry, or as performing artists, they're even much more successful than I have been, because then they've been where I have been a role model for them. So, and then after that, I got into publishing, and then got to in between all of this, I've been studying as a lawyer until I became an advocate. And my relationship with SABC has been from when I'd been an impressionable young person, where I'd actually been doing fashion, either doing fashion shows or being a presenter. I remember I'd been a presenter a long time ago. I won't say when, because I don't think Honorable Van Damme and those who were born then. But then I got into being a TV presenter for SABC. Then I started being a performing artist as an actor and also as a crew member. And also I got to SABC where I'd been part of a group of artists that came here to SABC to make sure that there is a relationship between SABC and the artists if they didn't have fans, and also to make sure that there is repeat fees for artists that whose productions are being repeatedly shown on SABC, and yet artists are not getting anything out of it. That's my journey. Just to cut to the chase, all other things are interrelated. They have been happening more or less at the same time, and that's where I've been. But as I say, one of my key points also and passion has really been about developing the youth and working with children and women as well. As an actor, I've been in the union, which was Power Performing Arts Workers Action. I was the national organizer for Power. Power then merged with the Musicians Union, of which I became the gender coordinator, fighting for women in the arts to make sure that there is transformation, redress, as to what is happening within the industry. So I hope, I know I might have been longer than that, but my history up to where I am now, running a practice as an advocate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here, the honorable members, here is the candidate. Is there an indication of... Okay. Honorable Fandam, Honorable Kaba. Honorable Kaba. Honorable Galato. Honorable Fandam. Honorable Zogi.
Hello.
Could you indicate when we'd like to put questions to?
I will ask questions to all candidates.
Okay.
All the time I am asking.
Okay.
You must just always include me.
Okay.
Can I make a feature unique like that?
Honorable Baba.
Can go first.
And Honorable Galago. Honorable Zonzi. And then Honorable Fandam.
Oh. Tobelam. It's like we are speaking being on TV, but then you are on TV. Look, man, I see your CV that you are a contributor to a number of publications, your opera, Ebony, and so on. What do you think about the editorial problems in the SABC? Perhaps the SABC board vis-a-vis functioning of the SABC, you know, what could be improved? Do you think the board must be involved or something? And then two, also in your CV, there is an industry on community development. Remember, the SABC is educating and entertaining. But what could be its role around a matter of community development? Because I see you are very strong on that fact. Perhaps having worked there or been with them, you could add up a particular skill in that. And then lastly, around the broadcasting policy, perhaps the 90-10 content. Do you think it's fair, or maybe must it be 70-30? Because there's already a bill, broadcasting bill, on this matter. What could be your contribution or your input towards that? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Baba. In terms of the editorial program, I think there's a lot that could be improved, and also in terms of how can the editorial program of radio also complement those of TV, because sometimes there's quite a lot of things that are happening in radio, but then maybe and radio can bring in revenue, and yet there is so much money spent actually on television instead of radio. They should be the kind of programs that really reflect who we are as South Africans, because a lot of things that are happening, we find that in terms of programming, I remember even during our days then, there had been quite a lot of programs that had been on the shelf, that had been bought abroad, and that were not utilized. And SABC would say that they cannot do new productions because it's more costly doing new productions rather than actually, instead of using productions to actually hold, take out the ones that are on the shelf. There had been a time when there was time spent on education, children's programs, but now the programming should be such that there is such interrelation into bringing more education, more stuff that actually young people would be able to look up to, that we can actually utilize to actually make the public broadcaster give it a much better face than what it is. And also quite a number of other things that are involved there in terms of your content hub into the productions that are happening. How do they happen? And do they give other people an opportunity for them to be able to come in there and come up with even better ideas of how they can actually run on with the program? And my role in the community development has been there since I had been a model. As a young person, I've always been interested in youth and in developing youth. And I think that through doing a more community development, be they directly with the people or with the community radio stations or any other thing that actually bring the community to the fore, and whereby SABC or they can be involved, would be much better, because at the end of the day, it's part of the SABC and the broadcasting mandates, which overlap. Most of the things that are in the Broadcasting Act and that are part of the SABC mandate are such that they are the same as in the Constitution, where there should be transformation all over. Everybody should get an opportunity to be able to do things and be able to be to receive as in whether they are informed, whether they are educated, whether they are entertaining or entertained, but such that they can actually interlink, you know, from the community. So I think that there's still more scope of the SABC really getting involved in community development, and they can only do that if they can share resources, if they can make sure that community radio stations or whatever programs are strengthened, because I think they are not at the moment. And in terms of the broadcasting policy of 7030, that's really, I'm not sure, you know, debatable. I mean, we come from Mr. Mswaneng, who wanted 90% local content, and we now doing 70-30. As long as we can have a balance, I'm not sure if there's enough balance to be able to do 70-30. I think one needs to be really within SABC properly, not from outside, as if you're preparing for an exam to come and be interviewed and say this is good and this is not, but be able to see when you actually are monitoring things properly. And I know we haven't got enough time because SABC has gone through the edits not to be able to go through some of these things, but when whoever is being taken in as part of the board within orientation, and they get to know exactly what is happening, even from the staff in between, would be able to see how far we can go with this the split of the 70-30, because there would be just minimal difference. But maybe 70 might be a little bit too much. It could be a split. Maybe it might be like splitting hairs, really. 35, 65. But there could be more, a better balance. But 70 is a little bit high, I think.
Thank you very much. Honorable Kalako.
Thank you, Chair. Mine is, I can see in your CV that you extensively have been involved with the industry. In most of its sector, and also you have been a user. First question, just for interest sake, are you still active in the union or you are just a member now? That's one question. I'll just ask you short questions, just
Just give me a straight answer. You don't have to explain that much.
I am not, because there is no union. Whoever says there's a union, they are not telling the truth.
Okay. As a, if you happen to be successful now, to be appointed to the board, what innovative ideas or new ideas will you bring? You must know that we're dealing with the situation we're in now is because of, we have a situation in the board where the board, the boards do not last. We elect a board, we put it in its place, and it disintegrates. So what will you do to make that, to make sure that that does not happen? And also, what will you bring to the board that will make the SABC to move with the development of technology in the time?
Yes, I've heard this quite a number of times about why the board is not, it doesn't last. Also, I've heard that the board doesn't last because maybe they are good people or they are highly skilled and they're being suppressed. I'm not sure. I think it would depend exactly why the board is not lasting, the kind of problems that are within SABC that are happening that are making them to be so uncomfortable as to actually want to leave the board. But then I would make sure if I'm there, because when there are clashes between in the management, and also sometimes there can be factions also sometimes within boards, which are a little bit unfortunate. And also when the board feels that they are being buzzed in doing what the kind of things that they really want to do, they can really leave. I would first find that out if I'm there myself. And the kind of things that I would bring in, as I've said, from where I am sitting, my strength really has been dealing with production. I would look into things like, you know, your content hub, into also your freelancer contracts, because the content hub, it depends on production as well. What is it that people are doing when they are having productions, and are they transparent? Are they giving everybody an opportunity for people to come in and come up with new ideas? Look into that. And what about freelancers? SABC has got a lot of freelancers where they get people's skills, which maybe sometimes the permanent staff might not have. But then to have those people, you can't say people are freelancers and keep them for a long time because they don't get benefits. And when they haven't got any packs, any benefits, and then to summarily be dismissed is also not a fair thing to be done. So I would look into things like that. How do you retain that? Also vis-a-vis, how do you make it you know, work for both the freelancers and for the organization, for the establishment? And then there's other things that are not happening. SABC hasn't got a sport license anymore, which has been sort of given away to DSTV. Some of the things that other stations are doing is what SABC ought to be doing. When you think about it, that SABC has been the one that started productions a long time ago, and now you see Mzansi Magic, you see certain things where actually productions could be happening within SABC, and those things are not. You have to go back and look and think, what is it that we can do to actually
I'm interested in, you have just three things you have mentioned, just quickly. You said if you are in the board, people sometimes leave because they feel they are massive. In your opinion or in your understanding, or they are massive in by other board members, or they are affected by other people who want to intervene on what the SABC is doing? And in your opinion, who are those? And then it's interesting to mention that sometimes they disintegrate because of faction. What causes faction? It's because they have different interests, or it's because they have loyalties somewhere to different organizations, or whether private, political, business interests. So, if you can, on that. Thirdly, it's interesting what you are raising on freelancers, because it's an issue now, which is debated from the, even within the, we have been dealing with that issue, and even the board have been dealing with it. And the idea of the board and proposal is to do away with freelancers and bring the skills in. What is your opinion on that?
What interest can be a number of the things that you have mentioned. When you are in the board, you have to have the stamina and the energy to fight on no matter what happens, maybe, because you have to be quite brave. Because, yes, there could be factors, either they are of personalities, or maybe of all the other things that you have mentioned, but then, and then also it depends if you have actions in that you have to have, for me, a chairperson who can be strong enough to be able to be sort of a peacemaker and not be biased. Those are some of the part of the fiduciary duties, or really being in the law, you understand that whatever you do, you have to listen to everybody and even the dissenting voices. When people say, 10 people can say things, one person says something, it doesn't mean that person hasn't got to be listened to. If whatever that person says makes sense, even if it's not part of a group, be it whether that group is a social group or a political group, whatever it is, I think it's better for people to really listen to one another. And because you can convince somebody, not necessarily by fighting, but then you come up with facts and you say, yes, colleagues, I hear this is what should be happening, but let's all sit down and show each other what exactly could be happening. But then also another thing could be money, which I had heard, you know, that because of the lack of funding, that it can make some, I think, so miserable for, you know, you can't really negotiate, you can't do things, because then SADC had been in such an abyss that there were times when they couldn't even pay services, you know, even just the simple things like, it's not simple, because
so,
you are a lot of
Freelancers,
sorry, I'll try and cut to the chase, I'm talking too much now. Freelancers can't just be summarily dismissed like that. You cannot use a person for so long when they are supposed to have been employed, and then all of a sudden you say, now you're a freelancer, and then you can go. At least they should be given some time. They should be set a contract of a certain period of time where exactly you as an employer and somebody as a freelancer know exactly where they are going to and get to a point where they can amicably part ways.
Lastly, what your attitude on a proposal that, you know, SABC, all these producers and people like you, some who are producing, come to SABC. Previously, that was happening. And then they are contracted, given work when what they presented, their proposals are set. But often, they don't use studios of the SABC. They go and hire places and create studios outside the SABC. And the SABC must pay for those studios. As a result, studios which are SABC building find them neglected. What will be your attitude on that? Secondly, what do you understand about the fourth industrial revolution? How will that be? Is SABC in tandem or on par with what we talk about as in the fourth industrial revolution? And then lastly, what will you do in order to attract the young audience for SABC? Because there's a cry that mostly the young audience goes to platforms which you have mentioned, Yom Zanzis and others, not that much in the channels of SABC. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Honorable. Let me start with the last one. How to attract young audiences instead of going to other platforms. They should be given an opportunity to be able to do the kind of things that they're having. Most of the time, I think, you know, when we're talking about the Quantum Tab, their productions, whether rightly so or not, I'm not sure if actually it's right for me at this stage to say it, but which have been around for quite a long time. And when you think about that, you're talking about the public broadcaster, you feel that people should have an opportunity to be able to present new ideas and productions and be able to pitch openly and transparently. And most young people feel that they're not given an opportunity, not only young, and even other people that have been around for a long time. When that is not happening, obviously you start going to other places where you think that you will be accommodated. And to attract them, you try and make the pitching processes and, you know, to be much more transparent, and so that there is open and better competition for everybody to be able to operate openly, transparently. And then about the fourth industrial revolution. The fourth industrial revolution is bandied around, you know, like what is the fourth industrial revolution? We're talking about technology mostly here. What to make sure is that if I'm part of the board, or the board should look into what is it that the SABC can do to better itself technologically. I mean, you know, they shouldn't be left behind in terms of what's happening, you know, in technology maybe. We're moving according to what other broadcasters are doing all over the world. What is it that we can do, and how is it that we can use technology to attract and to be able to be accessible to everyone, and how can it be used, how what is it, you know, how do people access productions and products much easily? Because yes, SABC might be free to air, but then when people go to other platforms where they can go to YouTube, they can go to Netflix, they can do and get things much easier than SABC, what is SABC doing to compete equally with those other platforms so as to be able to retain its own audiences and also be able to distribute maybe towards these other platforms? They could be feeding off each other. You know, you check those things on your Twitter, you do whatever, it should inform you to go and actually try and look at SABC rather than actually ignore it. That's how I think maybe the fourth industrial revolution could actually contribute to what's making SABC much better than it is. And the first one that you asked about was all the studios. How is it that you have freelancers, independent producers who come and not use the SABC studios? If you are in the board and you're within SABC, I don't think they should be encouraged to actually use SABC studios to be able to bring in more revenue. Why is it that we can have studios that are just sitting there as white elephants and not being utilized? And especially because those people actually get the they are being assisted by SAPC, they get the funds from outside, they get it from SAPC, and then they go somewhere else. You know, it's like when somebody's shoving in, you're bringing good things into a place, and then another one is busy taking it out and then taking it somewhere else. There can never be a balance, because then you are bringing in a void. There is no relationship between the give and the take.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kalako, Honorable. We're still trying to get members to ask for the questions, and they can't get to assist us. Honorable Mzanzi.
Thank you. Excuse me. I think it's important to get a person with the industry experience into the board. So I'm halfway there, because normally when we constitute these boards, we actually neglect people who have been in the entertainment industry, which actually constitute majority of what the SABC does. We take journalists, we take accountants, and we take veteran this, veteran that. So a veteran actor, but an intellectual who has done substantial work in that industry, I think it's important. So I'm halfway there. I've got only 2 points to tease about. One relates to the plight of actors, their contracts, and how works in the SABC, film series can repeat, you know, your Bophelo ke Semphego, for an example, still get revenue, but you know, you don't get anything. So there's been that raised by majority of the people in the industry, particularly actors, less musicians, but actors, that their products continue to be aired. So there's a criticism of the contract that enters, that you just get one paid off once, and as a result they die poor. And so on and so forth. Yeah, they're famous. We watch them more than, you know, 1,000 times. What is your take on that? And if you were in the board, what is it that you would do to better that situation?
Thank you, Honorable Dozi. That's one of my favorite subjects of getting repeats for artists. I have been one of the group of performing artists some time back, where we actually forced SABC to have a relationship with actors, and actually came to SABC. At that time we didn't have a union, and asked them to actually recognize us as artists, to be able to do the things that you're talking about now. And a lot of artists are sitting out there waiting for them. It did start so much that at Poway we started, actually we had we registered a PRC, which is a performing, what is PRC stand for, but the collecting society. And right at the beginning, after that, it was that contract, and then one SAPC was supposed to pay on commercial exploitation, which they reneged on and had never paid, not even a penny on that, because now they're also showing all the repeats on Elko, and artists don't get anything. And as you're saying, you know, you can watch Bophelo for so many times, really, even if you like it, but you'd like to see much more other productions coming in. If you don't, actually let those artists be paid for, and they don't. So as when it started, then there was a little bit coming in where people could come and actually train for the repeat. So much that at the union, for the collecting society, we even, I remember spending about 3 months going in every day to make sure that we actually pay staff back from, to get rebates, or but pay towards what we received as a collecting society towards the repeat. It just disintegrated, and same as, you know, the union disintegrated for a number of reasons that we won't get into now, because those are like artists' problems. If I'm in the board, I would make sure that that gets resuscitated properly, that the artists actually, you know, get their due fees where they should be paid for, you know, what they are worth and what they deserve. As you're saying, I mean, we're becoming, when artists have passed on, every time they have to go to the Department of Arts and Culture and be buried, for what? Like you're saying, so many people are supposed to be respected and known and be wonderful out there, but then those people are walking out there, they have nothing to their name, nothing whatsoever. By the time they pass on, their families just sit there and watch them on TV, crying, because they just get reminded of what those people once were, and they don't get anything. I would really make sure, if I'm part of the board, then that gets revisited and that the artists really get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah. Now, to maximize our time, Chairperson, I'm requesting the candidate to give more pointed answers. The second from the last question relates to, I mean, I know you wrote a book, Beauty, A Black Perspective, which tries to document a different perspective of beauty in South Africa, particularly challenging the ideas of black beauty, but also giving a much longer history of models. There's a big issue as well in the industry that young black women are exploited a lot. I mean, for them to get acting roles, there's too much at the SABC in relation to that. You have very clear perspectives around that, I'm aware. But what exactly would you be doing if you were to be in the board to address the plight, particularly of young black women who are exploited in the industry? What would you do to address that in the SABC? The SABC itself has been found in seriously damning scandals in relation to that. Share your thoughts around exact policies or exact things that you would do or advocate for if you were to be in the board to address that plight.
Thank you, Honourable. Yes, those irregularities need to be looked into because they are quite serious. I would make sure that when people get empowered, that, you know, you put into place the gender equality policies and, you know, that they are really looked into properly, and all other policies that actually enhance fairness, equality, democracy, instead of these young people actually waiting, looking up to other people and trying to empower them, because that's how they actually get into trouble. And make sure that they're actually evaluated, and those policies are evaluated and monitored, and make sure, you know, that if we're talking about transformation, it has to do with women as well, youth, people with disabilities. What is it that we're doing? How many women are doing it? And how exactly did they get to the point where they're getting? Because sometimes people say to you, even in crew, they get jobs, and then only to find out, for them to get there, they had actually been sexually exploited, which is not right. Thank you.
All right. The last one is the political influence of over the SABC board. That's a big problem that many board members have not managed to protect the SABC in all its perspectives, not just, you know, its editorial decisions in relation to news, but all programming. How do we know you're not going to be a walkover when, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa or Figile Mbalula or Musi Maimane,
Honorable.
Honorable would not do that. But how do we know that you won't be a walkover? Maybe you could share your ideas really about political interference and how you would deal with it.
Thank you, Honorable Ndlozi. Yes, as I said, if you're a board member, you really need to be brave, because being a lawyer at the moment, I have to be somebody who is not biased. Because Mbalula is no longer minister now, I think because it's in the public domain. When he complains about SADC and not getting enough airtime, he's got a right to do that, but I think the manner is how it should be done, because every political, you know, if you are a political person, you have a right to actually demand and say, what is it that I'm not getting? Because any person can do, from whether they are GA, UDM, they are EFF, but then get to... But what you can't do is actually to tell the editor or to tell the establishment what exactly to do. You have a right to ask, yes, but you cannot say you do it this way or that. So I want to ban us. I think it might sound a little bit cheeky. I'm not scared of anyone, but I have respect for everybody. I have a lot of respect. So I've got into trouble before because, you know, I speak my mind, you know, especially when people are Buddhists. I don't like it. You know, you can't sit there if you're part of the board and somebody tells you ought to do this and that, and then you can't do it. So you, a person has to tell you why they are saying what they should be doing. We have, why do we have a democracy? We have a democracy because we can have different political parties. They should all equally get an opportunity to be able to do things. It's just how we do things. We have to be able as a board to speak to each other and make sure that people leave their political associations at home or park them somewhere. Let's sit down, you know, we're dealing with policies, we're dealing with what we should give to the nation in terms of democracy. Is what we are doing, is it a democratic sense or not? That's how I would deal with it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry, just a second. You know, in this question, you spoke about gender equality policies. To me, it sounded like Honorable Josie was referring to incidences or the high rate of sexual exploitation for women as to what would you do or what should be in place within the organization so as to eliminate that, which is more than just looking at gender equality policies in general. I think it's very, very important just for a second. I don't have time, but I felt it's an important point.
Thank you, Chair. I think I was saying that it would be one of other things of looking into set, irregularities, because when you have those kind of policies, you're making sure that everybody is equal, and the reason why young women are being sexually exploited or not even just even in any other way or being intimidated is when there is no equality. Remember when people have got more power than you have, when they have more money than you have, when they can intimidate you or they can bully you, there is no equality, so you've got nothing to do, say for yourself. So you give in to their requests, no matter how wrong they can be to you. So that's why I was talking about those kind of policies to also be part of what should be enforced to make sure that young girls are empowered. And to be developed properly within the policy and to monitor, when we monitor transformation and redress, that what is it that has been happening to make sure that women or youth are in the fold of what people are doing. It could be whether they're producers or they're directors or they're crew, they're not getting an opportunity. It should be evaluated, it should be monitored. Why is it that they're not getting that opportunity to be able to do those kind of things? So I think maybe when I talked about gender equality, also underpinned by gender equality. That's the way I was trying to say it. And unless it's still not clear.
No, it's clear from your response.
Thank you
very much. Sorry, Honorable
Fanda. Thank you, Advocate Rivane.
So I'm satisfied with your experience as an artist, because I think the artist's perspective needs to be presented on the board, and that often isn't. So I want to talk about some legal ideas as an advocate and legislation that specifically applies to the public broadcaster. So please try and give short, pointed answers, because we're going to have a conversation. I've got quite a few questions. If you can just, we can just bounce back and forward and just give short answers. What do you think of the Broadcasting Amendment Bill?
Well, I think it's still in line with the SABC mandate in terms of the overlap and the kind of things that, you know, should be happening within broadcasting, within SABC, it would actually help SABC to go along with. But the Broadcasting Amendment Bill, one of its provisions is removing Parliament's role in appointing SABC board members. So if you say it's in line with the SABC's mandate, do you agree with that?
Now that you said, I do agree with that, because I think the Portfolio Committee has got also an oversight role to play. Because when the Portfolio Committee doesn't do that, and you just leave it maybe either to the minister only or whatever, that's when maybe you have a slant. Sorry, I don't want to misunderstand you. Do you think Parliament's role must be removed?
Removed?
No.
Okay, have you read the Broadcasting Amendment Bill?
No.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry, it shouldn't be removed. No, I'm saying that it should happen that way.
Okay, have you read the Broadcasting Amendment Bill?
No, actually.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure you've read the Broadcasting Act. Is there any way that you think the Broadcasting Act can be improved?
The Broadcasting Act is quite long, because I still didn't have it yet. And when I looked at it, I think maybe the trial was saying that it overlaps with the SABC mandate. How it could be improved would be to bring in certain things, maybe like right now the debate has been going on about intellectual property as well. I think that's where the Content Hub would come in into producers and how, because what happens with them producers is that people can't come in sometimes because they claim that other people have plagiarized their work. So if they do and it gets included, it will also maybe protect them, right?
How would you define the role between the shareholder and the board? Short pointed answer.
To have an oversight role rather than interfere, and they should be independent from the board, and the shareholder should have an oversight and also, you know, of guidance sort of, and hear more from the board than the other way around.
Right. As a SABC board member, if you could list legislation that you think every board member should know back to front, besides the Broadcasting Act, what other legislation do you think is relevant? That's my last question.
Looking for about governance, ethics, maybe with the CASA licensing, you know, because also SAPC have shared some of its licensing to other programs. So I would think those kind of things are important to be able to be included, to make sure that the board actually can run and understand its mandate properly, and to be able to know its fiduciary duties and what exactly should board members be able to do for themselves. So everyone should be able to, because once people know that, they become much more responsible and much more geared towards what they need to do instead of trying to please their different sectors.
Thank you very much, honourable member.
It's my turn. You don't have to. You're covered. I'm not covered.
Honorable Sir, we are over an hour, so we'll appeal that.
It's fine, I'll be very brief.
Yeah,
and I'm not coming for the second time. I'm sure I will.
Nobody will come for the second time.
Okay.
We
okay.
have a candidate which one.
I think Member one, I think let's go back to the issue that you raised earlier while you were clarifying the issue of the union. Honorable Kalako wanted to check with you about the union. You were very quick to say there are no unions, as far as you know. I know we have interacted with quite a number of them, your CWU, your MWASA and the others. But you were quick to say there are no unions. I want you to go back to that issue and try and clarify it, put it in proper context. And if it's correct, according to you, will that be a proper state of affairs in an organization like the SABC? The second one, it's the role that tertiary institutions can play in assisting the SABC to deal with this mandate of educating. Just those two aspects. But I'm most interested in the very first one because it we live here with a lot of questions than answers that people that we have interacted with are not representing anyone in the SABC.
Thank you. There are unions. The union I was specifically talking about has been the actors or performing arts union, because I talked about the power's history and then how power merged with the musicians' union and became KUSA, because power at the time it was very powerful, and then it sort of just into that's the one I was talking about.
Okay,
the
that's fine. Let's deal with the last one, the role of tertiary institutions.
Tertiary institutions can play a great part in the sense that you have radio stations, sometimes some of the tertiary institutions, I think the ones that have got money and are able to do that, they can interlink with the maybe SABC, where they have studios and they can fly educational material there and be able to get it either from SABC or also, you know, to be able to exchange and to also be able to extend it, you know, to towards the community radio stations, which is very badly.
So is that a proper state of affairs if there are no unions representing the actors there?
It isn't.
If appointed a board member, what is it that you can do to try and sustain that?
What we have well, I'm not here to talk for other people. But we have SIPSA, which SIPSA is actually supposed to be looking at actors' interests, but it, you know, it's not necessarily a union. Well, the people at SIPSA were properly constituted, and but at the moment, even if you ask other artists, only the people that are within SIPSA themselves will tell you that they are doing something for the artists. But I wouldn't say that it's there. So what I would do to make sure that SABC actually engages with all those other splinter organizations that are supposed to be representing artists and make sure that they represent them properly, even be it SIPSA or be it all other structures that actually claim to represent artists.
Okay, no thanks.
Yeah. Madam, we really thank you very much for coming forward. If I may just ask briefly, is there anything we didn't canvas with you, which you think as your name move forward with this, this process, it might come to the fore, which you would have needed to explain yet? Or you feel you have touched on all critical aspects?
No, thank you. You touched on all critical aspects. You have been very kind, very accommodating. I thank you very much. There isn't anything really that I would ask or that I think was asked also in the way that I've been treated. And I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. they will assist you outside. Thank you.